thank the members of the public that are here to get recognition from the Carillon Le Cercle campaign. I know you are patiently waiting for us to hand out these plaques. I want to start by thanking all those in attendance and those that are unable to attend but participated in this year's Carillon Le Cercle. Without you, we would not be able to help our friends and neighbors during the holiday season. And to show how important and impactful this is, I received a letter that was sent to the county from the Seaford Community Food Closet Committee thanking the county for their donation. We partner with over 20 food pantries throughout the county to distribute the food that's donated, which eventually gets served to the people that are less fortunate. The letter goes on to say that in 2019, 935 people, including 323 children, were served in our food closet, a total of $19,745 of food and supplies were given to those less fortunate. A huge thank you for your dedication. Many citizens in our area profit from your hard work and generosity. So this is just one example of the impact that your donations are having in our community. The county just distributes the food and collects the food throughout the holidays, and our employees donate their time and effort to make sure that happens. But ultimately, it comes down to the donations that you help facilitate. We could not do it without you. So I have some plaques here for those in attendance that we'd like to distribute. I'd ask the president to step on down, and Mr. Guy will direct you. We're going to start. We're going to start with our partners that helped us with food supplies, and we'll move up the list. I'm going to recognize everyone that donated, and even if we don't have participants here today. I want to recognize the George Washington Carver Academy. They donated 60 food items. I don't believe anyone is in attendance today. I want to recognize Sussex Academy. Their students and staff donated 250 food items. Anyone in attendance from Sussex Academy? Okay. And the first one here, Sussex Central High School, student government representatives, 300 food items. Is anyone in attendance from Sussex Central? Yes. We do have someone, and they should be right there. Mr. President, thank you. Thank you very much for your donations.
Great job. Here.
Why don't you hold this? Thank you very much. Get up a little photo off over here. Thank you both very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Georgetown Middle School, anyone here? Okay, Georgetown Middle School donated 300 food items. Next, we have the Delmarva Christian High School. They donated 337 food items. Recognize Little Einstein Preschool, 450 items. Little Einstein, anyone here from Little Einstein? Okay. Flex World Fitness here in Georgetown donated $300, which we were able to purchase 825 items. Next, we have Colonial East LP. Mr. Steve Class, I believe, is here. Be recognized. Colonial East donated $500, where we were able to raise 1,375 food items.
Go, Class.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President.
Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. You go.
Should I smile?
Smile. Yeah, smile. Look nice.
Thank you.
I just want to make sure you didn't break it, Steve.
Oh, shit. Now this reduces my property tax.
We'll check it on that.
Great job.
Thank you.
We'll get back to you.
Next, we have Aloft Arrow Architects here in Georgetown donated $450 plus 150 food items totaling 1,388. Mr. Bob Schinholt is here. Bob, thank you as always. Every year, Aloft participates along with Colonial East as well.
Operator.
Next, we have another annual participant, Sussex County Association of Realtors, SCORE, donated $500 and 50 food items, totaling 1,425 items. Ms. Patricia Anderson, CEO, is here.
Thank you very much.
I'm good with this.
Yes.
It's your song.
Thank you very much.
Milton Elementary donated 1,800 food items.
Wow.
Don't believe anyone is here today from Milton, but still, thank you very much. Cape and Lopin High School, 2,000 food items. Cape and Lopin High School. Mr. Otis Blackburn is here today. Next up is Georgetown Elementary School, 2,300 food items. Mr. Ivan Neal is here to receive, and students, come on down.
Way to go, guys.
Good job.
There's somebody can hold this. There you go. You okay? Okay, just turn around. Turn around here. Yes. Come this way a bit. Come towards me a little bit. I should get a chair.
Yes,
here is trying to hide.
Can you see everybody?
Yeah, I can.
Huh?
Okay.
Hold up. One more. Okay, we're good.
Thank you, students. Way to go. Next is the law firm Fuqua Willard Stevenson Schaub, $1,000 donation, which we were able to buy 2,750 food items. I believe we have representatives from the firm. Come on down. Thank you very much.
Come on, ladies. Be bashful.
Yeah.
Be bashful.
Very well, that we get them out.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. Smile. There we are.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Coming in at number two, First State Manufactured Housing Association, $1,235, 3,398 food items were donated. Thank you very much, Jen Allen, the Associate Executive of First State.
There you go. You got that. He got the one more.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know I do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, First State. And this year's winner of the food drive food items is Millsboro Middle School. 3,419 food items. We're joined by student, staff, council representatives, and Mr. Art Henry and Tansha Levinson.
Don't be nice, girl. Come on in. Yeah. There you go. Kind of get in the middle. Everybody can get. Hey, I want you to come on this side. You want to come towards me a little bit. And everybody, come a good chip.
And tighten up.
Tighten up. Tighten up. There we go.
Okay.
I'm good. You good? Oh, you good?
Great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That is it. Thank you again. I want to recognize all that came today. We appreciate your time and effort for being here and sitting through the meeting. I also want to recognize the county employees. They volunteer their time to receive these items and distribute them throughout the county. They also are able to donate 4,444 food items throughout the year as well. So a big congratulations. Successful year. We raised over $4,000 and 28,000 donated items that we distributed throughout the county. So we'll be back next year. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. President, moving down the agenda. Next item is the Board of Assessment Review appointment. We've got some information here for you to consider. This is a District 5 reappointment for Mr. Steve McCabe. I believe Councilman Riley would like to reappoint Mr. McCabe to the county's Board of Assessment Review. This is a 5-year term. Mr. McCabe currently serves on the board, so this would be a reappointment. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council reappoints Mr. Stephen McCabe to the Sussex County Board of Assessment Review, effective immediately for a term of 5 years or until February 2025.
Mr. Riley?
So moved.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I will yet motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Next item is the Building Code Appeal Board appointment. This is a District 1 appointment. We were recently notified that Mr. Arthur Miller would resign from the board, so this would fill this vacancy. And I believe Mr. Vincent would like to appoint Mr. Greg Hill.
Correct. You have a motion.
I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that Sussex County Council appoints Mr. Greg Hill to the Sussex County Building Code Board of Adjustments and Appeals, effective immediately until such time as the term expires on December 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you very much. Next item is the Administrator's Report for February 4th, 2020. Only one item. A reminder, the Council will not meet on Tuesday, February 11th. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be held on February 18th at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlarge, come on back up.